This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Happy March Madness to everybody. We'll have another tournament update for you in about 40 minutes. We got a lot to do. We're going to get to the Michigan game in a little bit, but we wanted to change gears. It's 3 o'clock. And if you are working today, there's a bit of an issue. Obviously, if you listen to this show, you have high odds of liking sports and caring about March Madness. Here's my question. First of all, it wouldn't shock me to see people starting to slip out of the office at about 3 o'clock. It's just a nondescript.
Those are the ones that are just late to the party.
Exactly.
Because the veterans have already left.
I know, but I wanted to make sure, look, maybe some people believe, look, I'm going to give the illusion I was productive today. But I will be out for the 4 p.m. games.
Fair.
So here's my question. If we put it on a scale of productivity of 1 to 5, my question to the people is, what is your productivity on March Madness kickoff? And what are some of the duplicitous things you are doing in order to watch basketball? What are the games you're playing? And it goes well beyond having a scoreboard up on your monitor and some AirPods in. I want to know the lengths you've gone to stick it to the man today so you could watch basketball. I mean, I heard some stories. Rieger did something and people started calling in about the lengths they were going to get the day off. Like, what do you do on a day where you can't get the day off? Now you're at work, but you want to watch March Madness. It's important work. Now the productivity goes down. That's why I want people to give me their answer. But also, I'm more intrigued of how are you hiding the fact that you're watching basketball from your boss? How are you pulling it off? Because again, the technology today, it's a whole different ballgame than the way it used to be. Whether it's your phone, a tablet, the computer, streaming, it could be the audio of it, a click of a button away. You don't even need a radio anymore. I'm always intrigued by it because days like today, I kind of view it like the half day they used to give you in school before Christmas. Like, why bring the kids in for the half day, Christmas break? Everyone's mind is on it. You're not teaching anything.
No.
It's like calling a decision maker in the world of advertising Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. You're not getting that person on the phone.
Yeah.
So today, if I ran an office and it was, I don't know, from a group of people standpoint, I knew my people cared about college basketball or were sports people. I think I would just give up the ship. I would just go, you know what? I'm not even fighting you today.
No, I like the half day right before Christmas vacation because that normally ends up being a movie day anyway. It's like,
right.
I could have watched this movie at home. I didn't need to be here for this. But you had to be there for attendance purposes.
Right.
And that's it. So somebody can justify their salary.
Right. Now, today, look, for us, it's a bit different. We're going to talk about the games. And in the commercial breaks, I'll get to see them. So my productivity doesn't change. But in a standard office setting, I can't imagine a lot's getting done today. No, please don't call in and go, well, I'm the head of cardiology. Well, I'd hope you're not distracted by Montana, Wisconsin. Like, you're not going to be streaming a game while someone's chest cavity is open and you're fixing their heart.
But I bet you they got somebody giving.
No, I don't want to live in that world.
What's the update? Who's winning? All right. Because, I mean, they're in there for hours. You know they're talking about different things. Or maybe they got the game piped in. They'll probably never admit it. But, yes, I get what you're saying. But I think most people will find a way to get this thing done. I think probably the easiest thing, if you're stuck at work, is you have it on your laptop or your computer screen, but you got something over that screen. You got another page that you can just click back and forth when nobody's watching you. You can watch the game. Oh, here comes the boss. Let me hide that page and just listen to it in my ear.
What about the executive lunch break? See, that to me would be your best move.
Yeah.
Because no one really pays attention. I mean, like, we don't have a job that has a standard lunch break, but I mean, the lunch break gives you an hour. So you push it to an hour 15. Now, you're not going to get away with that on a job site. That's not going to work. It's 30 degrees. Guys are busting their ass. You can't go gallivanting around town for an hour and 45 minutes if it's an hour break. Because then when you come back, somebody's going to hit you with a nail gun. That's not going to work. But I just, in a standardized form, look, if you're on the job site, maybe somebody's nice enough to have some audio rolling while you guys are doing your thing.
He's supposed to be digging his hole. No, where is he?
No,
David, you know how you get around that? You take your lunch break and you bite the bullet and say, hey, guys, I'm going to buy lunch for everybody, but it's going to take a while for that order to get done. And you just extended yourself another 30 to 45 minutes. But you got to come back with the food. So it's going to cost you. But nobody ever gets angry if you bring donuts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's back. Yeah, I would negotiate with that. I'd be happy to provide services, food, whatever it takes, if it means I got to watch more basketball.
You had a lovely spread here.
Well, I want to do something nice for you. Look, we're not in Vegas. This is like heaven where I'm just chilling out with you guys doing the show versus...
I walk in, there's a concierge. Hey, you try this.
No, listen, I wanted to cater a nice spread for you guys. Kenny and Evan made a executive request, and I said, okay, we can do that. Now, here's the problem. See, you start talking menus for tonight and all that stuff. I would love to know what people got going on. The problem is... I don't want to tell nobody what it is. And it's not a conflict with sponsors.
You just don't want people there.
No, because if I say where I got everything, I'll never be able to order from this place again.
Yeah, please don't. Every so often I'll stop by there after work on my way home, and it's boom,
a secret.
In and out, no problem.
It's a secret.
It is.
But the minute I do that, and make no mistake, we made that mistake a couple of times in the history of this show. You'll never be able to order from the place again. So, no, that's not a flex. It's just we have a very loyal audience, and People trust the recos that come out of this show, and I do not want to be shut out from this very secret honey hole delivery place.
That's good.
Hey, let me tell you. Do you know the guy who was most excited? Right over there. We have audio of David's first bite. You're taking the family this weekend. You
I am going
that,
this weekend.
Huh?
Oh,
that's
yes.
right.
Really?
So
yes.
I'm just telling you. I would love to share it with the listener, but I fear that if I do, I'll be shut out.
No, David, I understand, because after the first bite, I got an eyebrow raise. Like, whoa, hey. No, that was not me. Hey, okay.
Well. Scott, please. 248-539-9797. So take us inside your office right now. Use a fake name if you have to. I don't care. Is your productivity at zero? It's 312. Maybe your boss is a stickler. They're not letting you out early today. How are you getting by? I mean, listening to us in your earbuds is one thing. But when we're talking about a visual medium like you want to have a game on, how are you getting away with it? See, for me, I'm easy. As long as people get their stuff done, I don't care what you do. I don't. It wouldn't bother me in the least. As long as you're getting your tasks. But see, I would also take it a step further. If I ran an office today, I would probably just say, all right, guys, listen, the expectations are very low, okay? Just don't pick your nose or bleep yourself at your desk. Can you get half the stuff you normally get done, and I'll have basketball on all day? Can we call it even? All right?
Yeah, I would incentivize it and say, okay, what can we get done Monday through Wednesday? So that when Thursday comes around, all the way up to noon on Thursday, let's get talk to your clients,
right.
Let's get everything done, because then after that, yeah.
Nothing's happening. Like, listen, this is why I love my wife. This is why she is my perfect person. She planned a girls' night. She knows what's up. I ain't talking to you. I may not talk to the dogs. I don't know yet. We'll see. The point is, it's
You'll talk to the dogs.
I will. Those are my guys. We're going to watch the Michigan game together. But no, I'm being serious. Like,
no respect of personal space, but yes.
Rico, they're dogs, and when you invite them to take more, they're going to take more. I can't help you with that. They don't violate my personal space. I don't put up with that. You, forget it.
You know, it's like being an uncle. Come on.
Okay, well.
You know how it is.
I don't, because I've watched. Look, Otis may be diagnosed with cancer. I've still watched him mount you and try to make a baby with your thyroid. I'm like, dude, you got to take that dog away. What are you doing? He's climbing up Mount Rico, and I'm like, Rico, you got to put a stop to it, or he's just going to keep taking.
He's trying to leave a legacy.
David,
just
please.
I'm just glad to see little fellas got energy.
He does.
That actually is good.
I'm still partying, man.
I don't care.
And again, I know that we never intended on being a three-dog household. It just, we wanted to have a dog kind of integrated if Otis was moving across the Rainbow Bridge. He said, F that.
Right.
You ain't replacing me. He's turned into training day. He's Lorenzo.
Right. He really is like, I see what you're doing.
Oh, all you bitches.
Okay, you know what? Y'all going to be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
You're going to do this to me. I didn't do anything, man. I thought you weren't going to be here.
I'm putting cases on all of y'all.
I ain't
going nowhere.
Right, it's quite a scene.
Need some help? No.
No. Dr. X, what can I do for the cause? Nothing. 248-539-9797.
Rock, you put up with this too. You were in on this, Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.